Today, by the way, is Nikola Tesla Day. He's the man who invented radio that we're all listening to right now. In 1836, on this day of July the 10th, 900 Creek Indians were captured, put in chains, and shipped west to Oklahoma. They had resisted being pushed west. Their leader, Anaya Emathala, tried to resist the Americans and did for a long time, but was finally surrounded and captured, and they shipped them off in chains to Oklahoma. And on this day in 1894, it took 14,000 federal and state troops to put down the strike against the Pullman Palace Car Company, which had been peaceful until July the 5th, when federal troops went to Chicago against repeated protests of the governor and the Chicago's mayor. A total of 34 American Railway Union members were gunned down and killed by troops over the course of the strike. That took place on this day in 1894. The struggle to stop unions is nothing new. On this day in 1916, the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce had a mass meeting with more than 2,000 business people to organize what became a frontal assault on the growing union strength and the closed shop in San Francisco. The failure of wages to kind of keep up with inflation after the earthquake of 1906 spurred all these strikes, and the owners got together in an attempt to crush the union on this day in 1916. And on this day in 1925, I don't know how many of you remember this in your history, but John Scopes was a science teacher in Tennessee. He taught Darwin's theory of evolution and was charged with violating what's called the states. They had a thing called the Butler Act, which made it illegal to teach evolution in Tennessee schools. And the trial that came about because of this became a trial that was covered by the entire United States. It was one of the biggest events in this country. The greatest lawyers of America were in the middle of this trial. And what it was, he thought it was against the law, they said, to willfully teach in Tennessee schools certain theories that deny the story of divine creation as man of man is told in the Bible. And he was found guilty on July 1st and received a $100 fine. Then that began to change, but it seems like we're back in that same conversation. On this day in 1966, Martin Luther King was leading the Chicago Freedom Movement. And he held a rally in Soldier Field in Chicago. 60,000 people attended. They heard Dr. King speak, as well as Mahalia Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and many others. And when people forget that when he went to Chicago in 1966, many people were wondering why he went north. Well, the racist attacks on Martin Luther King and those demonstrators trying to reform housing and integrate housing in Chicago were met with more, as King would say, more frontal violence against black people than he experienced all through the South. It was an amazing moment in our history. When he first got there, nobody would talk to him in the black church, except for one or two churches that opened their doors, and the movement began to spread. And on this day in 1875, the great Mary McLeod Bethune was born. She founded, of course, the Bethune-Cookman College and the National Council of Negro Women. And she was one of the most powerful, important people in our history during that time. A woman who stood up for civil rights, stood up for women's rights, stood up really for educating our children and making sure that everybody had an equal education. She was one of the great American heroes. She was born on this day in 1875, and we should always remember her and not forget her. So that is this day in history, and we want you to go to see the rest of this day in history at our website, steinershow.org. All the births and deaths and people involved are right there. Go check it out.